Hi everyone! In this episode, I'm going to show you how to say that someone owns something using possessive pronouns. This is part of the pronoun series that we started in the past episode. If you like my content, please support my podcast by being a member of my Patreon. You can also buy me a coffee, or pizza for that matter, or send in any donation using the links in the description box below. I don't earn money from making this podcast. If you noticed, I don't have ads nor sponsorship since I have no means to have any of those as of the moment. So, any support is highly appreciated. Dagang salamat! Welcome back everyone. It's been a while. So I will be sharing to you today the simplest way to use possessive pronouns. But before we proceed, I would like to say thanks to everyone who is supporting this podcast from the beginning up until now, especially those who became my students. Also, I would like to give a special thanks to those who are currently subscribed on my Patreon, namely Havard Fossing, Ali, which is my student, Joshua Fontaine, Matthew Delcy, Nico Hoyer, I don't know how to pronounce your names, and my top subscriber as of the moment, Martin Wilsell. So, I still owe you guys plenty of audio content. Lodagan kaayong salamat. I truly appreciate all your support. Because of this, I can continue making more episodes for you. Sorry if I butchered your names, but I do really just want to say thanks to all of you who are supporting me nonstop in my podcast and everything that I do here to share my knowledge in Cebuano language. By the way, if you guys are interested, I have opened a PDF copy of my book at buymecoffee.com/COJstuff. It is available for download. Please do check it out in the description box below. Now, going back to our topic, possessive pronouns. Right, there are several ways for you to express ownership in Cebuano, many of which involves using possessive pronouns. This is the easiest way to show ownership, to indicate ownership. And like most pronouns in Cebuano, there is a pre-post and post-post forms of possessive pronouns. The English language also has a pre-post and post-post form of the possessive case. An example for this would be my book, which uses a pre-post form possessive case, my, and its post-post form, the post-post form of that phrase, my book, is book of mine, which uses a post-post possessive case, mine. The functions are mostly the same in Cebuano language. You can place the possessive pronoun before or after the object the pronoun possesses. Thus, pre-post and post-post possessive pronouns exist the same way in Cebuano and in English. But in this episode, I will only be teaching you how to use the post-post form since it is easier to remember and use. I will reiterate this, there is a proper order in learning Cebuano. It is highly recommended to follow the order of learning process in Cebuano language so that your English way of thinking can adjust to Cebuano language. Learning the pre-post form of the possessive case requires the necessary disposition that is acquired in learning the adjectival phrase in Cebuano language. So right now, learning the pre-post form will only confuse you. But learning the post-post form will be super easy because you only need the noun and the possessive pronoun to form a possessive case noun. You have to remember that in possessive cases, the thing being possessed, which is a noun, will always be the center of the phrase. That is why we call the entire phrase with possessive pronoun a possessive case noun. It is a type of noun phrase. Because whatever words you add into the phrase, the center of it will still be the main noun, and everything else will have to adjust to the noun used. The same in English, when you say my very old book, the main word of that phrase will be book. And all other words around the word book are revolving to the main noun book. So the main phrase for the main word for the phrase my very old book is the word, the noun itself, book. So there are a lot of addition there that put be around the main phrase, which is the main word, which is the noun book. So they added my book, very old book, or just old book. So all of those phrases there, adjectival and possessive case, possessive pronoun case, they all revolve in the word book. If you find it hard to picture out, imagine the sun as the main word of the phrase, and the planets around the sun are the words you add to the main word. The entire phrase is like a solar system where everything have to coincide and work together in order to form a meaningful phrase. And the possessive pronoun is just one of those planets that adds color and meaning to the main noun. Everything, every part of the sentence revolves around something. They always follow a structure. And they always revolve around a topic or a subject. For most cases, the subject or the topic of the phrase or the sentence is a noun. That's mostly the case. I hope I explained it well. If you find it difficult to understand, or if you didn't get it, send me a message and I'll send a video explanation through Patreon or something. I'll try to make time to explain, okay? Now, going back to the topic, I'm going to give you a rundown of all the possessive pronouns in Cebuano and what they mean in English. So get your pen and paper ready, because this is something you'll want to write down and memorize, okay? I'm already giving you too much information here. So we have here different kind of pronouns, different types of pronouns. We have the first person pronouns, the second person pronoun, and the third person pronouns. Now, let's go over the first person possessive pronoun. First, starting with my or mine in English, which is equivalent to akua and nako in Cebuano. Akua, spelled AKOA, is the pre-post form, and the post-post form is nako, N-A-K-O. Again, the pre-post form of my or mine is akua, akua, A-K-O-A. And the post-post form of my or mine is nako, nako, spelled N-A-K-O. Did you get that? You better write that down. It'll help a lot in memorizing and, you know, in visualizing the word, because you'll see them a lot in many sentences. Next is ours, meaning mind and some other people. It doesn't include the listener. So this is an exclusive, I would call it an exclusive first person possessive pronoun. exclusive because it doesn't include the listener. It only includes the speaker and some other people that is not the listener. Okay? So ours, meaning mine and some other people, the prepost form is amua. Amua. How do we spell that? It's spelled AMOA, amua. And the postpost form is namu, namu. That is NAMO. So the prepost form of ours doesn't include the listener, just me and some other people that is not a listener. Ours is equivalent to amua as prepost, AMOA, and the postpost is namu, NAMO. Postpost namu, prepost amua for ours. Did you get that? Good. The other form of ours, meaning you, me, and probably some other people. So that would this is now the inclusive ours. When I say inclusive, that would mean it involves the speaker, I mean the listener now. So it's the speaker and the listener, or it could also involve some other people, but as long as the speaker and listener are included in this pronoun, that is considered as inclusive. Okay? So ours, meaning you, me, and probably some other people as well, has a prepost, atua, atua. That's ATOA, atua. And a postpost, nato, nato, NATO. So ours, including the listener and the speaker and some other people, would be atua as prepost, ATOA, atua, and a postpost, nato, nato. You have, when you're pronouncing it, you have to have a glottal catch at the end on the postpost form. Nato, nato. So NATO, nato, with a glottal catch at the end. Okay? Right, so that is for the first person. Make sure you understand the difference between the two different hours in Cebuano, one that doesn't include the listener, which is amua prepost and namo postpost, and the other includes the listener with a prepost atua and a postpost nato. Okay. Right, so if you're having problem catching up, you can always rewind it. You can always listen to it. So just pause it a bit, rewind a bit, and then go back to wherever you got confused. Okay. Now, but if you want a chart of this, I have posted a chart of this pronouns of this possessive pronouns. I'm also going to post the chart for subject pronouns on my Patreon. Again, so that all those who need it will be able to get it, okay? But only in my Patreon. I'm not gonna post it on my Instagram because these people have paid, to support me, so I'm going to support them as well by giving them what they need. But of course, it would be unfair for my students as well who paid for every lesson that we have. So I won't be giving too much, just so it wouldn't be unfair for my students, okay? But they will definitely get something if you are part of the Patreon. Again, namo doesn't include the listener, while nato includes the listener, okay? Remember that all the time. This is where my students get confused. They don't know, sometimes when I ask them, it's like, oh, what pronoun is this? They would say, oh, nato. No, it's not. So pronouns can be confusing because they sound similar, they look similar, and there are so many of them. So memorizing pronouns is this is why it's very difficult to learn pronouns, because there's so many of them. So many of them almost look alike, almost sound alike, and they each one of them has its own function. You cannot mix it up. Okay? Take note of all of this all the time. Take note of this all the time. When it comes to pronouns, inclusivity is very important in most Philippine languages. you or the listener is either included in the pronoun or not. That's what makes it confusing for English speakers. This isn't some political stuff, okay? I know what is happening in the Western society right now, but this has nothing to do with any of that, okay? This is just how Cebuano language works. I will reiterate this. Inclusivity is very important in most Philippine language, especially when it comes to pronouns. You or the listener is either included in a pronoun or not. Okay? You got it? Good. Let's head now to the second person pronouns, which is you in English, right? So first person is about me, it's about I and some other people, okay? The second person focuses on the person you're talking to, you. It could include you and some other people or just you individually. Now, there are two types of yours in Cebuano. Your singular, referring only to the person you're talking to, just one person you're talking to, and yours plural, referring to the person you are talking to and some other people as well listening. Or probably not listening. So as long as it's more than one person you are referring to as you, that would be the you plural, meaning there's more than one owner. Okay? So yours singular in Cebuano, so because this is possessive case, this would be yours in English, okay? Your singular in Cebuano is imuha. Imuha. How do we spell that? Imoha. Imuha. This is the preposed form. Imuha. And Nemo. Nemo, not Nemo. Not the fish. It's Nemo. Hard E, hard U. Nemo. Okay? Nemo. Nimo. For postposed form. So your singular is imuha in prepost form and nemo in postpost form. Okay? While yours plural is now this is now yours plural it now involves other people. So there is more than one person owning the thing, the noun. Okay? So yours plural is inyuha. Inyuha. How do you spell that? Inyoha. Inyuha. This is a prepost form, and the postpost form is ninyo. Ninyo. That's the postpost form. Ninyo. Ninyo. Okay? If you're a Spanish speaker, you might. It's kind of like easy for you because of how it sounds, and you might turn it into an enye. But don't use an ñ because we use ny instead when we have an ñ, unless it is a Spanish word. This is not a Spanish word. So again, your singular is imuha prepose and nemo postpose. Yours plural is inyuha prepose and niño postpose. Did you get that? Awesome. But if you didn't, you can always rewind it, go back to it a little bit, like around 2 minutes or something, and then you can write them it down, okay? And take it slowly. You can even adjust the speed of the podcast so that you can, slow it down a bit. Now, let's go over the third person possessive pronouns. What is a third person, by the way? So if the first person involves you as the speaker, and the second person involves the listener, so the third person doesn't include either the listener nor the speaker. It's just other people. It's just some other people that is not part of the conversation. Okay? All right. Self. Right. Okay. The third person possessive pronouns are only two in Cebuano. Singular and plural form, right? First is equivalent to his, hers, or its in English, and the other one is theirs or theirs in English, meaning they own something. It's theirs. Got it. So his, hers, or its is singular. Their or theirs is plural. Okay? His, hers, or its in Cebuano is iyaha in prepos. How do you spell that? Iyaha, iyaha. That's the prepos form. Again, iyaha is in prepos form and niya is in postpos form. So niya is spelled NIYA, niya. Iyaha is spelled IYAHA, iyaha. Prepos iyaha, postpos niya for his, hers, its. Okay? Or his, her, and its. Okay. Now, what about the plural form of it, which is theirs? Their or theirs in Cebuano. So, we have here the prepos form ilaha, ilaha. How do we spell that? That's ilaha, ilaha. That is the prepos form, and its postpos form is nila, nila. That's nila, the postpos form of theirs in Cebuano. Okay? Did you get all that? Again, third person singular equivalent to his, hers, its in English is iyaha in prepos form and niya in postpos form. And third person plural equivalent to theirs or their in English is ilaha in prepos form and nila in postpos form. All right, if you are having problem catching up, I'm gonna keep on repeating this over and over again. If you are having problem catching up, I'll be posting a chart of the possessive pronouns in my Patreon account. Luckily, this is a podcast, so you can just hit rewind until you get all of that listed down, okay? So I'm not gonna say all. And as I said earlier, I will only be covering the postpost form in this episode. The rules for the postpost form is that you place the possessive pronoun immediately after the noun the pronoun will possess. In English, the easiest form of possessive case is the prepost form, which is as in the English phrase, my book. So the noun book immediately follows the possessive pronoun my. In this case, or in the case of Cebuano, the postpos form of the Cebuano possessive pronouns have the same function as the prepos form of the English possessive pronoun. The only difference is that in English, the pronoun comes first before the noun, while in Cebuano, the pronoun immediately comes after the noun. So in English, you say my book. While in Cebuano, we say libro naco. Libro naco. Libro is book. Naco is the postpos form of mine, right? Postpos form of mine, naco. Prepos of it, acoa, right? So because we're using this simple one, the easiest possessive case, we have to use the postpos form. Libro naco. If we want to use the prepos form of the possessive pronoun in Cebuano, you will have to treat the possessive pronoun as an adjective. Thus, you will need to use particles to connect the pronoun to the noun it is following. Thus, instead of saying libro naco, because in that case we're using postpos there, if you want to use the prepos form, we say akua nga, particle nga, akua nga libro. Akua nga libro. If you want to learn how to use the adjective nga, go back to our previous episode titled Describing Nouns Using Adjectives and Particle Nga. You have to go back to that episode in order for you to be able to use the prepos form of the possessive case pronoun. that will help you understand a bit how to use the prepost form. However, even though the prepost possessive pronouns are used as an adjective, they are still considered as pronouns. Thus, they follow special rules when adding more descriptive adjectives to the describe noun. Did you get that? Did you get all that? Okay, so I'm going to explain a little more, okay? The prepost possessive pronoun, when you use it in a phrase, you treat it, it acts like an adjective. So then you have to use the adjectival nga in order to connect it to the noun, right? But if you are going to add more descriptors in the noun while using the prepost possessive pronoun, the pronoun is still a pronoun. Even though you're treating it like an adjective, it's still a pronoun. Thus, the possessive pronoun, the prepost possessive pronoun, follows now the rules for adjectives and pronouns. So it's a combination now. The rules is now applied, all the rules for most rules for pronouns and adjectives are now applied to the possessive pronoun, the prepost possessive pronoun. And that's what makes it complicated. If you're just having a possessive pronoun and then a noun, that's easy. You can just add nga in between and then that's fine. But if you're going to add more descriptors, like for example in English, my beautiful and expensive book, there are two descriptors there aside from the pronoun. So how are you going to do that in prepost form? That's going to be a little more complicated. You have to have an understanding on how adjective works first before you can apply all that in a phrase. I'm not going to teach you that here. That's going to take some time. So right now, it will be too advanced for you to learn all these rules since you didn't go through the proper process of learning the language. Thus, it will only confuse you. So we'll not be discussing it here in the podcast, okay? But you have to remember, all pronouns have special rules. They have special rules to follow. These rules are absolute and will make the sentence ambiguous and sometimes intelligible when these rules for the pronouns are not followed properly. Then you have to have the rules for adjectives. Imagine that. There's a lot of rules to remember, and you have to go through all those rules one by one in order for you to understand how it works. So it is a lot confusing. So we're not going to discuss it here, okay? Now, for the example sentences. So I'm going to give one example sentence for each post-post possessive pronoun, okay? I want you to write them down so you can visualize the structure. In this case, we will be using simple adjectival sentences that has possessive pronouns in the subject part to make it easier, okay? This is just simple sentences. If you have my lesson, we will be having complex sentences. I will be teaching you how to do these complex sentences using pronouns, even though we just started learning it. It's a lot easier to understand because there are sentence patterns to follow. Unlike here, we're just giving examples. We're focusing on one thing at a time in the podcast. In an actual lesson, because there is a visualization of how things work, because there is a file to look at, there is a picture to look at, there is a structure to follow, you'll have a visual representation of how it works. So it's easy for you to understand. Here, it's just voice, and I have to explain everything one by one, so you have to be imaginative, okay? Right. So, I want you to write down all of this. I want you to write down the sentences so that you can visualize the structure, okay? In this case, we will be using simple adjectival sentences that has possessive pronouns in the subject part. I'm going to say that again, okay? So, get your pen and paper ready again and write them down, okay? Are you ready? All right, here we go. Number one, nindot ang sapatos nako. Nindot ang sapatos nako. Did you get that? So we have the word nindot here, which means nice or beautiful, or yeah, nice or beautiful. That is only applicable to things. Nindot is only applicable to things. Right, nindot ang, subject marker, ang sapatos. What is sapatos? Shoes. Sapatos. This is Spanish. Sapatos. Nako. And then the postpose pronoun, possessive pronoun, nako. Right? Did you get that? Nindot, Nindot, which means nice, ang sapatos nako. So what does the sentence mean? My shoes are nice. My shoes are nice. Now, shoes in Cebuan, in English, that's plural. But in Cebuano, sapatos is singular, just one shoe, okay? Be careful with those nouns because there are so many plural nouns in English, especially uncountable nouns that are treated as singular in Cebuano. When you have a noun in Cebuano, that's singular most of the time, unless you add a plural marker, mga, in it, or any other markers for plurality. Okay? So be careful with those nouns. There's a lot of those nouns in English. They don't apply in Cebuano. When you have one noun, that's it. That's one thing. Okay? All right. So, what's next? Number two. So, in this case, we're going to use ours exclusive, me and some other people. Doesn't include the listener. Okay? Buutan. How do we spell buutan? Buotan, buutan, which is nice. And now this nice or kind, now this is applicable to person, to a person. Now this is only applicable to a person. Nindot is for things, buutan is for people. Okay? Buutan ang lola namo. Buutan ang lola namo. Okay. So buutan is nice. Ang is a topic marker. Lula, how do we spell that? Lola, Lula, which is grandma. And then possessive pronoun, namo. The post-post possessive pronoun, namo. What is it again? What is namo again? It's post-post possessive pronoun for exclusive ours, meaning this the listener is not included. Namo. Okay? Ours doesn't include the listener, right? So how do we translate this in English? So our grandma, that's the topic, ang lola namo, is nice, buutan. Did you get that? I hope you got that. So I'm gonna say this again. I said this before in the previous episode, but we don't have is, are, were, was. We don't have those linking verbs. They don't exist in Cebuano. So you only have a topic and then an object. That's it. That's for nonverbal sentences. For verbal sentences, you have verb, subject, and then object. That's it. No linking verbs. Verbs in Cebuano are action words. They are all action words, okay? With a few exemptions, of course, but they're still considered as an action word. Yeah. Not like a pseudo action kind of thing. Anyway, that's number two. Buutan ang lula namo, which can be translated as our grandma is nice. Number three, mahal, mahal. How do we spell that? Mahal, mahal ang sanina nato. Mahal ang sanina nato. What is sanina? If you've seen my post on Instagram, you'll know what the sanina is and the other complexities of the word sanina. But sanina is like clothes, so let's just stick to clothes. Again, this is another plural word in English, but singular in Cebuano. Okay, clothes in English, plural, but that's just really one piece of item, sanina. right? So mahal ang sanina nato. Nato, the postpose possessive pronoun for ours, inclusive ours, meaning me and you as the listener and probably some other person. Okay, so what does it mean to say mahal ang sanina namo? By the way, mahal is expensive. Mahal means expensive. So when we say mahal ang sanina nato, that would mean subject ang sanina nato, our clothes, mahal, are expensive. Our clothes are expensive. Notice the difference? In Cebuano, it's singular. In English, that's plural. So when you say mahal ang sanina nato, this is actually an ambiguous sentence. It could mean that we could be sharing one piece of clothing. Like when you have a brother or a sister, sometimes they share clothes, right? Siblings share clothes to each other once in a while. So this could be the case here, mahal ang sanina nato. Or it could also mean that each of our clothes individually are expensive. That could mean that way as well. So we're kind of like talking about each individual sanina here. So even though we're talking about multiple things, because we're talking about individual clothes of us, then it's still considered singular for us. Okay? Right. So mahal ang sanina nato is equivalent to our clothes are expensive. Okay, what's next? Number four. This is the fourth example. Social. Social, how do we say that? S-O-S-Y-A-L, social. Now, this is derived from English words, which means social. Social means to interact with other people, but the meaning changed in Filipino. So, social in Philippine languages means fancy or expensive, or it looks expensive or fancy, yeah. That's social, like it gives you a status. That's why it's called social, because it's from social status. So social ang, again, topic marker, ang bag, B-A-G, which is a bag in English. So we just say bag, we just change the pronunciation. So bag nimo, social ang bag nimo. Did you get that? Social ang bag nimo. What is nimo again? Nimo is a what? Singular possessive pronoun for yours. Your or yours. Singular, your or yours. Nimo, post form. Right? So we have the topic here. What is the topic of the sentence? The topic of the sentence is ang bag nimo. And then the object of the sentence is social. So we're talking about your bag being social or fancy. So how do we translate social ang bag nimo to English? That would be your bag is fancy. All right? Okay, what about number five then? So for number five, we have layo. Layo, so L-A-Y-O, layo, with a glottal catch at the end, okay? Layo. What does layo means? It means far. So what does layo mean is far, okay? Layo. And then the topic of the sentence is ang lugar. Lugar. If you are a Spanish speaker, you will know what this word is. So, lugar means place or space. And then next is niño. Niño, which is a plural postpose possessive pronoun for yours. Plural possessive postpose pronoun for yours. Okay? So, what is the topic of the sentence again? It's ang lugar niño. So how do we say that in English? So ang lugar niño would be your place, your area, your place, where you came from, where you live. That's your place, okay? And then the object is far, layo, far. So your place is far. Layo ang lugar niño, your place is far. All right? What's next? That's very easy. This is the easiest sentence in a possessive case. Very easy. What about number six? Let's go over number six. We have limpio. Limpio. How do we spell that? Limpyo. Limpio. Now I'm spelling them, but there is no. Some words have standard spellings in Cebuano. There are some standard spelling that everybody knows in Cebuano, but there are words that doesn't have standard spelling, and people are confused with those sometimes. But the most common words have standard spelling to them. So, yeah, Limpio is one of those. Limpio has really a standard spelling, which is Limpyo. Limpio. Limpio means clean. It's an adjective, which is a clean. Right, so limpio, and then the subject is ang cuarto. Cuarto. How do we spell that? Now, there is two ways to spell it. The old way, which is Kuwarto, and then the new way, the modern way, is Kwarto. Cuarto. What does cuarto mean? Again, this is another Spanish word, which means room. A room, it could be a bedroom, it could be like any room in the house or in the office. It is cuarto. Okay? So masculine, cuarto, means room. Feminine, cuarta, is money. I'm not implying anything, it's just how it is. Blame Spanish language for that, because we just borrowed all of those from Spanish language. I'm not being sexist or whatever, okay? I'm washing my hands here. Okay, ang cuarto, and then we have niya. Niya. What is niya again? It is a singular. Singular. Post possessive pronoun for his, hers, or its. His, her, or its. Okay? So, what is the subject of the sentence again? Ang cuarto niya. Ang cuarto niya. So, how do we say that in English? That would be his or her room. And then the object, limpio, which is clean, right? So, his or her room is clean. That's what it means to say limpio ang cuarto niya. His or her room is clean. Did you get that? Awesome. What about number seven? So this is the last example I'm going to give. So the word is, or the sentence is buutan, buutan, which is nice, right? You still remember it? That's Buutan, buutan. Buutan. It only applies to people or special entities or unique entities. So in this case, we have buutan ang subject marker ang ang iro nila. Iro. What is an iro? So iro. How do you spell that? Iro. Iro with a glottal catch at the end means dog. Iro means dog. It's derivative of the word Piero, which is Spanish for dog. And then we kind of like change it a bit, and then for some reason it turned into ero. Yeah. So, ero nila. What is nila? Nila is the plural, right? Plural. Post possessive pronoun for theirs. Theirs. Plural possessive pronoun for theirs. Okay? So what is the subject of the sentence? Ang ero nila. Ang ero nila. What does it mean to say ang ero nila? So in English, that would be their dog. Ang ero nila, their dog. And then the object of the sentence is buutan. Buutan, which is nice. So, buutan ang iro nila is translated to English as their dog is nice. Okay. Now that wasn't so bad, right? That was easy. That was very easy. The possessive pronoun post-post form is the easiest possessive pronoun there is. Because you can add anything before the noun. You can add any adjective before the noun. And it doesn't affect the pronoun. Because it is at the end of this phrase. Right? So all the other rules that applies to pre-post form doesn't apply to post-post form. Because it only works as a pronoun, not as an adjective. Pre-post form, it has to be treated like an adjective. But you have all the rules for pronouns will be applied still. So it's more complex. So pre-post form is more complex. Post-post form is the easiest. So let's stick to post-post form, okay? Right, and I also taught you a structure today. We have adjective, ang, and then subject, right? So that's another structure that you have to follow. When you want to describe something, you can say nindot ang thing, whatever that thing is. It has to be, ang always has to be followed by a common noun, not a proper noun. Okay, so we have a different subject marker for proper nouns. You'll find out. I've mentioned it before. I can't remember. Anyway, right. So did you get all that? I hope you did. Yeah, because that's a lot to write. That's a lot to write for me, at least when it comes to script. So I do have script. I still follow scripts. I have to write the script because it's kind of hard to, like, when you're just thinking, like, right now I'm just blabbering, I'm not following the script anymore, I'm just blabbering, and when I blabber I just keep on going and going, and sometimes I don't think anymore, and then it just goes astray, the topic, and you know. So yeah, but for you guys, it's not a lot to write, but it is difficult to follow when you're writing and you're listening and then, you know, trying to put them all together. So I hope you get that. So if you didn't, you can always rewind all of that, okay? But if you need a sample of it, I'm going to post the example sentences on my Instagram just to help you, okay? And then maybe you can break them down by yourself, okay? I already explained everything, so yeah. Anyway, hope you understood everything I explained today. It's really hard to explain with just mere words. I swear this is a lot smoother in my lesson since we have something to see while explaining things. You know? Anyway, I'll give you a chance this time to make your own Cebuano sentences using possessive pronouns. All the possessive pronouns that I have taught you, you can make sentences out of them. Send me a DM of your sentences using possessive pronouns, and I will give you feedback on them. Okay? That's a promise. I will really give you a feedback. You can send me your DM to my, you can send your DM to my Instagram, or you can send me an email, or if you're a patron, you can send me a message on Patreon, and then I can respond there. I promise I will respond with feedback. Don't send a lot, though. I can't handle all that. Let's keep it a maximum of 10 sentences, okay? That's the maximum. If you can't make sentences, 10 sentences, make at least 5, okay? But max of 10. This is my service to all of you listeners out there, with the courtesy of my subscribers on Patreon. Okay, so you can send in a DM. Let's see, I'll give you a feedback. What's wrong with it? How you can improve it, what vocabulary is not appropriate in this sentence, blah blah blah, like how we can improve those sentences. I'll try to respond as much as possible. I'll even try to throw in some explanations as well if I can. Depends on how much DMs I get, but anyway, the first ones will always have like a lot of explanation because, you know, I have more time to respond. But when all those DMs piled up, then the other ones that are sending late, well, let's see how much I can respond to those, okay? But I will respond. I promise I will respond. Okay, and that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Please don't forget to share and subscribe. If you know anyone who wants to learn Cebuano and wants to have a lesson in Cebuano language, I will teach. I'm very open to teaching Cebuano grammar. So you can talk to me about Cebuano grammar. We can set up a schedule. I have free schedules. Just need students, okay? I'll make time for you guys if you want to learn, or if you know someone who wants to learn, and you know, I will make time for you guys, anyone who wants to learn. It's not an expensive price. Email me, I'll send you the details, and we can talk about it, okay? All right, daghang salamat kanunay. Looking forward to having you next time. Amping pirmi. Bye bye. Thank you.